The other direction that's being taken here is the NSABP,
right.
And they are going to pair bevacizumab with trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting, assuming that that is a safe and feasible combination. So that'll be an interesting set of trials as well. So there's obviously a lot of work being done in the HER2 overexpressing realm.
3 years from now, am I going to be talking to you about triple biologic therapy? It seems like we're seeing more combinations of biologics.
Yeah, we are. On the one hand, you have to think that's a good thing. Polychemotherapy doesn't have that much to recommend it, and polybiological therapy hopefully will be clinically valuable. The hard thing is going to be, first of all, running those studies and actually accumulating the data. And then from a societal point of view, the hard thing is going to be figuring out how to pay for all this, because those will be unbelievably expensive adjuvant treatment programs.
Are most of the new adjuvant studies, for example, this so-called or formerly known Aphrodite trial, going to put a lot of energy into acquiring tissue? And I mean, the whole issue you mentioned, c-MYC, topo-2, all these markers that are coming out, is that a major focus of these trials, or they just want to look at the therapy?
It is a tremendous focus of these. And in the U.S., the other big trial that will look at lapatinib is a CALGB neoadjuvant study,
right,
which will be a randomized trial in which patients with HER2 overexpressing disease will receive platinum-based chemotherapy or not, and trastuzumab or lapatinib or some combination. Obviously, in that specific study, there is tremendous hope that we will be able to find both traditional pathology markers and novel genomic-based pathology markers to help patient selection.
Any predictions in terms of how these markers are going to flesh out over the next few years?
I think it's going to be very hard to find markers that predict patients who should not receive trastuzumab when the tumor is HER2 positive. And if you look at Soon Paik's data, what's provocative in his c-MYC experience is that those tumors that are HER2 positive and c-MYC positive do really, really well with trastuzumab. And so for that patient group, maybe they don't need more than trastuzumab. But otherwise, I think it's going to be a lot of exploratory work for the time being.
I mean, it could just follow that same model that you've been talking about, which is maybe 5 years from now, or even before that, we'll have trials looking at HER2 positive, MYC negative. There'll be trials for them, and there'll be trials for HER2 positive, MYC positive.
I think there will be ongoing splintering, though. You have to remember that the thing that drives the fascination with the subsets right now is twofold. One is the biomarkers, and the other is the availability of treatments. I mean, really, it is the availability of treating the tumors differently with focused agents that really distinguishes the research programs. And so unless we have a c-MYC therapy, I don't think you'll see such fascination with that.